This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Cifrolia, active ingredient, Promipexol dihydrochloride monohydrate. This leaflet provides important information about taking Cifrolia. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Cifrolia. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Cifrolia? Cifrolia contains the active ingredient Promipexol dihydrochloride monohydrate. Cifrolia is used to treat the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is a disease of the brain that affects body movement. The symptoms of Parkinson's disease are caused by a lack of dopamine, a naturally occurring chemical produced in the brain. Dopamine relays messages in the part of the brain that controls movement. When too little dopamine is produced, this results in Parkinson's disease. How Cifrolia works? Cifrolia contains the active ingredient Promipexol dihydrochloride monohydrate. It belongs to a group of medicines, known as dopamine agonists, which bind to dopamine receptors. It is believed that Cifrolia works by having a similar effect as dopamine in the brain, which may help in conditions where there is not enough dopamine produced in the brain. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Cifrolia has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. Cifrolia is not addictive. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. What should I know before I take Cifrolia? Warnings. Do not take Cifrolia if you have an allergy to any medicine containing Promipexol dihydrochloride monohydrate, the active ingredient, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Check with your doctor if you take any medicines for any other condition. Are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine. Have allergies to any other medicines or any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have or have had any of the following medical conditions: kidney problems, mental illnesses, low blood pressure, trouble controlling your muscles, dyskinesia. Have not told your doctor or pharmacist about any of the above. Do so before you start taking Cifrolia. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Your doctor can discuss with you the benefits and risks of taking Cifrolia. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Cifrolia is not recommended during breastfeeding, as it may pass into breast milk and there is a possibility that your baby may be affected. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Cifrolia may interfere with each other. These include levodopa, levodopa with carbidopa combination, or other medicines used to treat Parkinson's disease, e.g. amantadine. Medicines used to treat high blood pressure or heart problems, e.g. digoxin, diltiazem, procainamide, quinidine, triamterene, verapamil, hydrochlorothiazide. Medicines used to treat mental illness/psychoses, metoclopramide, a medicine used to treat nausea and vomiting. Some medicines used to treat stomach or duodenal ulcers, e.g. cimetidine or ranitidine. Quinine, a medicine used to prevent malaria. Some antibiotics, e.g. trimethoprim, cephalosporins, penicillins. Indomethacin, a medicine used to treat arthritis. Chlorpropamide, a medicine used to treat diabetes. Other medicines that can cause drowsiness or sleepiness, e.g. antihistamine or some cough and cold preparations. These medicines may be affected by Cifrolia or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of the medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. your doctor or pharmacist will advise you. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Sofralia. How do I take Sofralia? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. Sofralia is available in a number of tablet strengths. Your doctor or pharmacist will tell you which strength of Sofralia tablet and how many tablets you will need to take each day. This depends on your condition and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. If you do not understand the instructions on the label, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? The usual dose is one tablet a day. Depending on how you respond to the treatment, your doctor may suggest a higher or lower dose. If you are switching from the immediate-release Sofral tablets, your doctor will base your dose of Sofralia tablets on the dose of the immediate-release Sofral tablets you are taking. Take your immediate-release Sofral tablets as normal the day before you switch. Then take your extended-release Sofralia tablets the next morning, and do not take any more of the immediate-release Sofral tablets. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor or pharmacist carefully. When to take Sofralia? Take Sofralia at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. How to take Sofralia? Swallow the tablet whole with a full glass of water. Do not chew, divide, or crush Sofralia. Sofralia tablets can be taken with or without food. Continue taking Sofralia for as long as your doctor tells you. Sofralia helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. If you forget to take Sofralia, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take the next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, then go back to taking it as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you have missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much Sofralia, you should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention. If you take too much Sofralia, you may have nausea, vomiting, abnormal uncontrolled movements, hallucinations, agitation, uneasiness, or lightheadedness. What should I know while taking Sofralia? Things you should do. Tell all doctors and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking Sofralia. Be careful getting up from a sitting or lying position. You may feel dizzy or lightheaded while taking Sofralia, especially during the first few weeks of treatment. If you wish to stand up, you should do so slowly. You should monitor your skin and see your doctor in case of any concerns. Patients with Parkinson's disease may have an increased risk of developing melanoma. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you feel that Sofralia is not helping your condition. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken Sofralia exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. You may feel a craving to take more Sofral than what your doctor has prescribed. This is called dopamine dysregulation syndrome, DDS, and can lead you to taking too much Sofral. This could increase your risk of experiencing side effects. If you feel a desire to take more Sofral than you are prescribed, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. If you or your family notices an increase in compulsive behavior, seek immediate medical advice. Tell your doctor if you notice parts of Sofralia tablets in your stool, feces. This may look like whole tablets. Your doctor may need to assess your response to therapy. Tell your doctor if you experience symptoms such as depression, apathy, anxiety, fatigue, sweating, or pain after stopping or reducing your Sofralia treatment. If the problems persist for more than a few weeks, your doctor may need to adjust your treatment. Tell your doctor if you develop an inability to keep your body and neck straight and upright. For example, you may experience abnormal posture such as forward bending of the head and neck, forward bending of the lower back, or sideways bending of the back. Call your doctor straight away if there is any worsening of your condition. Things you should not do. Do not give Sifrolia to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking Sifrolia, or change the dose without checking with your doctor. It is important not to suddenly stop taking your Sifrolia tablets, unless advised to do so by your doctor. If you stop taking it suddenly, your condition may worsen, or you may have unwanted side effects. If you are taking Sifrolia for your Parkinson's disease and your doctor asks you to stop taking Sifrolia, the dose will normally be reduced gradually over several days. Do not give this medicine to a child or adolescent under the age of 18 years. Safety and effectiveness in children younger than 18 years have not been established. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired, or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. Driving, or using machines. Be careful driving, or operating machinery, until you know how Sifrolia affects you. Sifrolia may cause drowsiness, hallucinations, and episodes of sudden onset of sleep in some people. Make sure you know how you react to Sifrolia, before you engage in any activities, where impaired alertness may put yourself, or others at risk of serious injury. If you experience excessive drowsiness, or an episode of sudden onset of sleep, while performing daily activities, do not drive, or perform any potentially dangerous activities, and contact your doctor. Drinking alcohol. Be careful when drinking alcohol, while taking Sifrolia. Combining Sifrolia and alcohol can make you more drowsy, or sleepy. Looking after your medicine. Keep Sifrolia in the pack, until it is time to take it. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they may not keep well. Keep Sifrolia in a cool, dry place, where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not store Sifrolia, or any other medicine in the bathroom, or near a sink. Do not leave it in the car, or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep your Sifrolia, where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground, is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Feeling sick, nausea, vomiting, constipation, diarrhea, dry mouth, drowsiness, tiredness, restlessness, dizziness, headache, lightheadedness on standing up, especially when getting up from a sitting or lying position, hypotension, blurred vision, swelling of hands, ankles, or feet, uncontrollable twitching, jerking, or writhing movements, difficulty sleeping, or unusual dreams, weight gain, or loss, or gain of sexual drive, forward bending of the head and neck. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Some of these side effects are more common at the start of treatment and lessen, or disappear with time. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Grouping 1 Asper effect on body, e.g. bleeding related. Loss of memory, amnesia. Fainting. Signs of allergy such as rash, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Excessive sleepiness, or sudden onset of sleep during normal daily activities. Compulsive behavior such as gambling, hypersexuality, shopping, eating, medication use and repetitive purposeless activities. Confusion, or hallucinations, seeing, feeling, or hearing things that are not there. Mental illness causing severe suspiciousness, paranoia. Shortness of breath, or tightness in the chest. Swelling of the feet, or legs due to fluid buildup, heart failure. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Sofrolia contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Primipexol dihydrochloride monohydrate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Hypromalose. Maize starch. Carbomer 941. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Magnesium stearate. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Sofrolia looks like. Sofrolia is the brand name of your medicine. Sofrolia 0.375 mg extended release tablets, OSTAR 1587 54, R-white to off-white, round, biconvex, bevel edge tablets, with P1 on one side and BI company symbol on the other. Sofrolia 0.75 mg extended release tablets, OSTAR 1587 55, R white to off white, round, biconvex, bevel edge tablets, with P2 on one side and BI company symbol on the other. Sofrolia 1.5 mg extended release tablets, OSTAR 1587 57, R white to off white, oval, biconvex, tablets, with P3 on one side and BI company symbol on the other. Sofrolia 2.25 mg extended release tablets, OSTAR 1739 01, R white to off white, oval, biconvex tablets with P12 on one side and BI company symbol on the other. Sofrolia 3 mg extended release tablets, OSTAR 1587 63, R white to off white, oval, biconvex tablets with P4 on one side and BI company symbol on the other. Sofrolia 3.75 mg extended release tablets, OSTAR 1739 21, R white to off white, oval, biconvex tablets with P13 on one face and BI company symbol on the other. Sofrolia 4.5 mg extended release tablets, OSTAR 1587 64, R white to off white, oval, biconvex, tablets, with P5 on one side and BI company symbol on the other. Sofrolia is available in blister packs of 30 extended release tablets. Sofrolia 0.375 mg and 0.75 mg are also available in blister packs of 10 sample pack extended release tablets not distributed in Australia. Not distributed in Australia. Who distributes Sofrolia? Sofrolia tablets are supplied in Australia by Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. ABN 52000452308. Sydney, Australia. www.boehringer-ingelheim.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in September 2025. Sofrolia is a registered trademark of Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. Boehringer Ingelheim Pty Ltd. 2025.